Welcome to another exciting episode of EX Podcast. In fact, the second episode of our wonderful E3 experience. Thank you for tuning back in. I'm your host, Leon, as always, and today we have a very special guest with us. We have, of course, the returning Danielle Ross.
Hello!
And we've also been joined by former President Obama.
Hello, my Americans, and other people around the world, if you have any fans from those countries. How many fans do you have, Sir Leon?
Well, I have more than one.
That's great.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you're so enthusiastic about E3, and that you came here with your busy schedule to join us.
God knows I'm not busy. I'm not president anymore, and I have a lot of free time.
You know, at nighttime, when I'm feeling sad, I just think about you singing Simple and Clean.
Oh, really? My favorite cover album. Yes.
It's the way that it's making you feel tonight.
It's hard to let it go. Yes.
But anyways, we're going to be talking about video games. Danielle and I here, Obama might be chiming in every once in a while for some very, very strange, weird reason that is definitely not a running joke.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
But yeah, if you listened to our first episode on E3, we covered a lot. But if you didn't, you're awful. And welcome to episode two.
Don't say that.
welcome to episode two. So we have a lot to talk about today. And we know what you're thinking. And yes, we will get to it. But first off, we have to do a call-out post against ourselves.
Yeah. I made a boo-boo.
Yeah. There's a game that was really cool that came out, or that was announced, and we didn't talk about it. And I'm sure you guys were screaming about it. And
it was made by the creators of Dark Souls.
Yes, it's a From Software game, which is, I guess, sacrilegious, especially how much my bitch ass talks about Dark Souls. But yeah, so it's Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. We watched the trailer. What did you think, Danielle?
It was beautiful, amazing, and honestly, I love, one of my favorite aesthetics ever is samurai.
Yes.
And I loved Dark Souls. It's an amazing franchise, even though I don't get the lore or plot at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure not that many people do.
It's complicated.
Yeah, but the thing with this series is that, like, I did not get into Dark Souls when it first got released.
Yes, most people actually didn't.
Yeah, and so yeah. I'm so excited for them. When this game gets released, I'm gonna be a fan of it since the day, like, the first game comes out. And so I'm really excited to see how my feelings for the series either rises or, like, I become apathetic to it. I don't know. I'm just excited that I'm getting this experience.
Man, I'm holding back my fucking bullshit Dark Souls knowledge so hard right now because, like,
I complimented it.
No, my bullshit Dark Souls knowledge. Like, you're talking about how people didn't really get into Dark Souls when it first came out. And I'm like, yeah, that's because Dark Souls technically came out on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I've already...
I did know.
Yeah, I've already talked about Shadow Tower and the Kingsfield games and Demon's Souls, which most people are aware of Demon's Souls. But I'll save you the time, because I know I've talked about it multiple times. It doesn't fucking matter. But yeah, that game looks super sick. I think that the aesthetics of the game are a little bit weaker than
Really?
Than Dark Souls and Bloodborne, slightly. I've heard other opinions that say that it's, like, particularly weak.
I'm a slut for, like, traditional Asian.
Yeah, I think that we're gonna just have to see what the world's like, you know? We didn't see much of the game. I watched the trailer a second time in, like, a higher definition, and it really came through a lot better, especially with, like, when there's, like, this Oni that, like, exhales, like, this, I guess, poison cloud on his blade. And it's really cool. It's very fucking, like, mythical Japanese, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the game's cool. We apologize for not looking at, talking about it earlier, but we did,
maybe.
We didn't forget it. It was just too exciting that it just, you know, we forgot about it.
Yeah.
But that, you know, speaking of, sick as shit Japanese stuff, that leads us right to segue right into our Sony highlights.
Okay, can you help me get onto the segue? It's kind of...
Yeah. Get your feet. Get your... All right.
Oh, whoa.
There.
Okay. Whoa.
Lean forward, lean back.
Got it.
So we're segueing here into Ghost of Tsushima. So, the Sony conference was really cool.
It was lit.
It was really artsy. I would highly suggest that if you didn't watch it, just go back and just at least take a look at the beginning, because they really set the scene.
They literally started off with a tent that was in the Last of Us 2 trailer. I know we're talking about Ghosts of Tsushima. I know, but just... Dude, that beginning conference, though, that tent, oh man, that presentation. Sony knows how to be classy.
Yes. Now, so Ghost of Tsushima is a game that came out of nowhere for me. I wasn't paying attention to it, and they showed a gameplay trailer. It is essentially a traditional style samurai game that takes place during the Mongol invasion. And it's really hard to sort of just talk about and describe how beautiful this game is. But they really focused heavily on the aesthetics of how samurai sort of like fables are told. And like, they have a lot of that, they have a lot of the traditional samurai feel as where like, when you first see him fight, he like draws his katana really fast, not like in an anime style, but like, is sort of more like a traditional fighting, like samurai style.
It's actually realistic.
Right. And it's, of course, you know, it's a video game, so there's going to be some ridiculous shit. But, like, they definitely are trying to make it... And now, it's not a historical piece by any means, but it is definitely inspired by. And it definitely has that flair to it. And it's looking to be, you know, in a genre saturated by games like God of War, Dark Souls, you know, like these action adventure gory games, even like Team Ninja stuff, it really stands out.
No, it definitely does, because you get this sense of like, oh, I wonder what this guy's alignment is, I wonder what his personality is, and like,
yeah, he seems looks pretty like lawful.
He does. Yeah. And I like that. Like,
yeah, and one thing that I did point out, I thought was really interesting, and this is just a personal opinion, but the main character looks very, for lack of better words, Japanese.
Yes.
Like, most of the time when you have these kind of games, a really good example is Code Vein that's coming out. The Japanese or, like, the Asian-looking character is just, like, either, like, ambiguously Asian because they're anime or just, like, over, almost like Korean boy band hot.
Yeah.
You know? But, it's almost like he's not ugly or anything. He just looks like a guy. He just looks like a dude that would be alive during that time. And it's really refreshing.
I actually have a question about Sony, like most Sony games in general, that I want to see if you have the answer to.
Oh, I have the answers.
Okay. So, okay. Sony, it's a Japanese company, right?
Yeah. Sony is a Japanese company, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't like a lot of the games have characters that look like they're white? Or like,
I mean, I think that's a big thing in media in general, but I mean, you have to think about Sony, not to go on a tangent, but to answer your question, Sony produces a lot of games. They don't necessarily directly like make the games themselves. Like, for instance, like Uncharted is a Naughty Dog game, but it's also a Sony Interactive game. You know, it's owned, the IP is like a Sony exclusive because they pay for that. So you'd have to really go and like look at what actually Sony is like, okay, someone didn't come to us with this concept, you know? We were just, like, making it. I don't know the company off my head, but, like, Sony is, like, paying a company to make Ghost.
So, in a way, they're just a publishing company, kind of?
No, not really, because they have made games, but they are such a big entity, sort of like Nintendo now, even though they have games like Metroid Prime, for instance, back in the day, Retro Studios made that game. Even though that's like a Nintendo main IP. And HAL Laboratories, you know, made Kirby games, things like that. So it's like companies that are owned by or have corporate interest with those companies. And so it's not really on Sony's shoulders. I think that's just a marketability thing. A lot of times it's just like, especially in like 2012 to 2016, it's like, white shaved head dudes or white short haired dudes is like really marketable.
Which is very interesting. I definitely want to read more on why that's a... why.
Yeah, but like I was saying, the Sony conference was really cool. Microsoft, like we were saying yesterday, did a really good job, but Sony was very thematic. They weren't really about talking about new games. They were talking about games that we already knew about, and The Last of Us 2 was the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
they went ham.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it was incredible. Ellie's a lesbian. She's also this character that the, I guess, antagonists know as the wolf or something. She's a badass still. We didn't see Joel. We didn't see any clickers.
Sony's slowly making everyone a lesbian because of Ellie, since it's Pride Month.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Pride Month, everyone.
But, yeah, so it's definitely got a different feel to it than the first game, but it's still, I mean, it's still, like, essentially a crouching simulator where you're, like, crouched all the time and doing, like, semi-stealth and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
it's
just
game.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, here's the thing, and my friend, Hoseon, who you've all listened to on the podcast before, doesn't believe that, like, it's games like that are truly stealth games. Games like Metal Gear are, like, truly stealth games because their whole entire mechanics are based around that. Like, just because a game has a gun in it doesn't make it a shooter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, it's more of a action, it's a survival horror action game with a cover mechanic. You know? So, it's, like, it's got heavy stealth elements, but you have to look at how much of those stealth elements are sort of implemented for, like, thematics and ambiance, and how much of it actually is mechanical. Because the more...
That makes sense.
Yeah, the more mechanical it is, the more of a stealth game it actually is. Because, like, he brought up a really good point in a few podcast episodes ago about, like, some games he considers to be the bush simulator, where you sit in a bush to learn how to do the stealth mechanic, and they're all throughout the game, but the enemies will never walk to that or through that bush.
Yeah, so, like, what's the point?
Right, exactly. As we're The Last of Us, it's different. It's implemented differently. You use the cover to get to your target and take them down, like a hitman or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's sick as shit. It looks really cool. And, like, the way that they're implementing things.
Yeah.
Looks amazing.
Sorry.
I was gonna say, what are your impressions?
I was actually going to say my answer to that. I can already tell that this is going to be the story is going to be sick. Because I'm such a sucker for really good writing. And so the ending to the last game, I was just like, if they ended the series there and then, I would have been satisfied. But I really want to know how Ellie's character is going to develop like this.
Yeah.
And how, like, the first thing that also came into my mind is just, like, how did everyone get together to dance and, like, have such a good time together and stuff?
Well, so, there was a scene where they're all dancing and it, like, flashed between that and, like, a apocalyptic kind of war thingy with a faction. And, you know, it's just, like, it's just different points in the story. But, actually, you reminded me, I want to talk about my controversial opinion about The Last of Us. Which is going to lose the rest of my fans that I lost.
Your remaining two.
My remaining two, which is you and me.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna hit yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dude, you don't even know. So I actually was not pro with The Last of Us 2. I thought the end of the game was really artsy. And,
yeah, you told me. Yeah.
Yeah, and really good. But I didn't think that we needed to know more about Joel and Ellie. I think the ambiguity was really interesting. But I'm not going to complain about it. If I made the game, I would have made a game about the world that they're in and a different story about different people, like Star Wars should do, hint, hint, without actually talking about the main characters of the first game.
Honestly, that's what any sequel should be. Instead of just... It's like what I said before. Instead of relying on the love the fandom already has with the characters, actually... Yeah. Put effort. That's why I commend series like Tales of that creates a completely different story each game.
Right. But then you have to think about this.
It takes effort.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of manpower to make these games. And who the hell is gonna risk millions of dollars on like a better story choice if it's not going to sell as well because the characters aren't in it?
Oh, boo-hoo, you have to work.
Yeah, but I mean, Sony or whoever doesn't want to drop $2 or $3 million or however much it takes to produce a AAA game, you know, on a maybe. They want a guarantee. So, anyways, it's an interesting thought. And speaking of interesting things, Kingdom Hearts. We got fucking more of it.
Yeah, even more.
Even more.
Motherfucker, this E3, what a day to be a Kingdom Hearts fan.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Everybody's getting Norded.
Yeah, dude, I read this really funny comment where it's just like, it was such a fucking awful idea to first release the first Kingdom Hearts trailer in the fucking, like, Microsoft conference. Like, who the fuck would have cared in the Microsoft
dude, conference? they were trolling all the Microsoft fans with anime.
I know, yeah. I noticed that!
It's like, yeah. Listen, we know you want to see more about Master Chief, but we're just going to announce that there's a new Halo game. We're not going to actually talk about it or show any gameplay. But here's a full gameplay trailer for Tales of Vesperia and a... first look at the new Kingdom Hearts 3 game coming to Xbox One. Oh, aren't you excited?
Yeah, Greg, I'm excited. And you know what else? I don't want to kill myself.
And someone in the back is like, where's FIFA? but yeah, so...
Oh, shit, text me.
So, okay, so tell us what we saw for the new Kingdom Hearts at Sony.
Okay, so... I mean, nothing big. Just Captain Jack Sparrow!
That's the guy from Game of Thrones, right?
You're funny. Yeah, that joke was just as funny as a typical Big Bang Theory episode.
Wow, bazinga!
You can slap me for saying that, it's okay.
Where's the laugh track? I'll put a laugh track in here. Okay, good. That was good. Alright.
Okay.
So, yeah,
real,
so
though, Captain Jack Sparrow. Dude, like, the game gets another freaking costume for a new world, because like everyone's looking dapper and stuff, and you look at Captain Jack Sparrow, he looks fucking drunk and chaotic neutral as ever.
Yep.
And then you fucking see Sora and his fucking spiky hair and anime eyes, and you see Goofy and Donald, just yeah,
it's weird because like the whole world is like really realistic, and it's like, it looks cool. I like it.
I like it, too.
I'm just a little bit worried that we won't get any Moana in that game. I mean, like...
Anything's possible.
Yeah, but the thing
dude,
is,
dude, we
like,
got fucking Tron.
If that's, like, the only water world, I mean, I just give me Moana, please. Like, the game has been in development for too long for you not to give me Moana. At least a summon. I would like a world.
A summon would be good, but I'm gonna be real, man. I don't think we're gonna get a world.
The game has been in development for over 10 years. How are we not going to get a Moana world?
I don't know. Maybe we can sell your body and get that money to, I don't know, Sony.
For how long this game has taken, we should literally have two worlds for every one Disney movie.
Clap, clap, chop.
Yeah, we should have a Mulan world and a Mulan 2 world.
No.
Yes, yeah.
One alone is not enough. We need both together. Okay.
But yeah, so the trailer was cool. You know, exactly what
everyone
you expect.
Everyone looks so beautiful and edgy and cool and badass.
Yep, exactly. God. We still don't know what's up with Aqua, but, you know.
She's just chilling in the dark world.
Yeah. Oh, and also at the end of the trailer, they showed Riku hanging out on Destiny Island.
Hanging out with himself!
Then he looks to his side and it's like Kingdom Hearts 1, like, evil Riku sitting there. He's, like, chilling with himself. What was the joke you made about cosplay?
It wasn't cosplay. It's just, like, when you're caught playing with yourself.
Oh, when you're caught playing with yourself. I was thinking it's, like, when you cosplay yourself too hard.
Yeah.
You got a personality split. But, yeah, that was cool. Rolling up on the last thing we want to talk about the Sony presentation until we get to the main event that we really want to talk about, is the Spider-Man game.
Yeah, I was very like, okay, I'm not the biggest fan of superhero video games.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I'm not either.
However, this game, like, it looks really nice, and you can tell that it was made for the love of the fans because of the amount of obscure enemies that were attacking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
It's made by Insomniac Games, which is the guys who did Ratchet and Clank, and they were talking in their press conference about how they want to make it feel as much like an Insomniac game. They want to make it feel as much like an Insomniac game as they want it to be a Spider-Man game, which is cool. And it's not like an origin story. It's more original. It's cool. I was telling the people I was watching it with that it sort of seemed to me like the Batman Arkham games a little bit in the way that it moved and played from just looking at it, but if that game was like made with a larger budget, which is saying a lot because that game was made with a huge budget.
Yeah, no, I could definitely tell.
And the zooming around makes a lot more sense with Spider-Man because he's acrobatic in general, and some of the combat in the Batman game seemed a little goofy. It was still super fun, but... seem a little goofy because Batman's just a guy.
Dude, the guy and like that was like one of, like, the talk show guys, like, on the table.
Yeah.
He was, like, he was so fucking excited for the game.
Yeah.
Like the guy on the left, and I was just like, dude, chill. Like, you know. But, like, it, oh, man. I'm just really happy for Spider-Man fans.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I really am.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sony conference was really good. Good job, guys. It was very enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, but...
Alright, and that brings us to the really exciting stuff, which is the Nintendo conference.
But Sony, good job, though. Good job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good job, but get the fuck out of the room, because we're about to talk about them Switch boys! So, the Nintendo conference was short and sweet. It was just like everything, this E3, missing some stuff, but the stuff that it did have was insane. And let's start off with their new original IP, which is Demon X Machina.
Yo, I'm gonna be real. You're gonna have to talk about it, because I'm not really that... I don't know, like, I'm gonna be real, I'm kind of apathetic towards it, and so if I were to talk about it...
How dare you?
No, if I were to talk about it, and show enthusiasm, that enthusiasm would be, like, manufactured and fake.
Alright, dude. Here, let me paint you a picture with enthusiasm for two people, okay? Giant robots, motherfucking Gundams. You got a fucking color palette that's like Killer 7. You get giant battles, potentially multiplayer, and the whole entire time they're playing this super fucking insane, like, heavy metal electronica bullshit. It looks like a Platinum game. The fucking robots look like they're from Xenoblade Chronicles X. It's just original IP, which is something that I think we need, and it looks sort of like it controls like Custom Robo a little bit, with like more of an over-the-shoulder kind of deal. It looks cool. It looks inventive. I'm into it. You guys already know that I fucking love robots. And yeah, dude, it just looks fun. I just like to see new shit. Just like in the era of rehashes, remakes, reboots, HD re-releases, movies getting remade, IPs getting remade constantly. It's really nice and really refreshing that fucking Demon X Machina is coming in here and being like, hey, look at my big dick. It's unique. It might not be like the other dicks, but it gets the job done.
I thought it looked cool.
Yes, it did.
I'm sorry about that thing I said that last time.
So anyways, the next thing, I mean, the Demon X Machina, just go watch the trailer. There's not much more I can say about it. It's just, it's a visual experience. But the next thing that I want to talk about is really dear to my heart and something that I've been looking forward to since the original game came out. It is the promised DLC for Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah, and which, I'm still yet to beat. The game is freakishly long, I'm guessing.
It is. It's a huge video game.
Okay, so I'm guessing that I barely put a dent into it.
Probably.
Yeah. But I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, I'll keep it spoiler-free, of course, like always. But Xenoblade Chronicles 2 DLC is sort of a prequel of sorts. But I usually don't like prequels, but this prequel is very interesting because it really is going to help answer some questions that the story throws out at us. And it's going to also have, like, a full new actual, like, game in it. Not, like, a game as big as Xenoblade Chronicles 2 itself, but a game that is pretty chunky, a game that'll let you re-explore the game, the world itself. They're not going to, like, rehash maps and stuff. It's going to be all new content. And new story elements, which is the most impressive thing about Xenoblade, is its story. It is, for a JRPG, surprisingly amazing. And I highly suggest playing the game if you haven't, but I am pumped. I think it's coming out sometime in August, just in time for my birthday.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, and I am ready to take a fucking another delve into that world. And like you said, you haven't beat it yet, so hopefully you'll be done with it by then.
And you made a review about the game.
Yes, actually, if you want to watch my fucking 20-minute super in-depth review, which actually I feel is very entertaining, go take a look at it. It's relatively spoiler-free. It's like 90% spoiler-free. It's, if you've played like the first few hours of the game, it's fine. But it's a full breakdown of what I think about the game. And I've had some really cool discussions with people on YouTube about... how they feel about my opinions. Go take a look at our YouTube channel and tell me what you think about Xenoblade Chronicles 2. But as much as I really like Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and I also really liked Demon X Machina, you're going to have to take the reps on this one, because it's Mario Party.
Oh my god, is there another car like the previous Mario Party, Leon?
There's no car.
There's no car.
There's no car.
There's no car!
There's no car, there's no bullshit, like, fluff. It seems like classic Mario Party. It's called Super Mario Party, right?
Yes.
Now, you're the Mario Party fan. I notoriously dislike Mario Party.
Really?
Yeah, I've told you this before. I don't like Mario Party. I think it's fucking annoying.
I remember this, okay.
Yeah, I just think it just makes me so mad. But I will say, I have had fun playing Mario Party, and I actually looked at this trailer, and it did look fun. I will probably play this one. But anyways, tell me what you think. You're the fan of this series, so.
Okay, so number one, in the trailer, I noticed that there were a group of 3 to 4 people that were playing the game. And there was a mini game that they were playing that actually involved 2 Switch screens. Well, yeah. 2 consoles, basically.
Yeah, there's like a double console mode, right? Yeah,
and yes. And so that just kind of blew me away, because I always kind of envisioned that to be like a thing with video games one day.
Yeah.
And we're living in that age. And it looks super cool, and it has like the cast of it, the characters that you can choose from, is like the typical Mario characters that you can typically choose from, plus
yeah.
the new ones.
Yeah.
And just, they listened, man, they listened.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looks cool. It looks almost like classic, and there's some really cool...
Yeah,
there's some really cool mini-games in there. There's, like, the one that looked really interesting to me was, like, you have to fight for the front spot in the picture. Do you see that one?
Where, yeah, I did, yeah.
And, like, whoever is in the front of the camera, like, the closest to the camera wins, you can, like, punch each other away. But I think the best thing about this game for me will be... One of the most rage-inducing things for me is that with, like, the motion control ones...
Yes.
The motion controls...
I'm worried about those.
...don't work, but with the HD Rumble... Not HD Rumble, the Joy-Con has fantastic motion sensing, like, with 1-2 Switch and stuff.
Yes.
It's really good. And I think that it's going to be actually fun, you know, when someone says, oh, the controls are shit, I think that they're actually going to be just complaining this time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, what's new with gamers?
Yeah, exactly.
Gamers.
But yeah, no, Super Mario Party was cool. Now, I will say, I don't know if I'll buy it day one, but I will definitely come over to your house and play it with you.
Please.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get more Switch controllers.
Yeah, same. They're so expensive. I'm gonna have to buy Switch insurance, because I'm gonna fucking chuck my gamepad.
Dude, imagine watching people play Mario Party, like, in public with their Switch.
Yeah, just, that's like, people screaming in their parts.
Yeah. Yes! Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it looks cool, but I think our next game is, to me, a lot more interesting, which is Fire Emblem. A new Fire Emblem, yes. Fire Emblem Three Houses.
And okay, I'm sorry for interrupting, but
it's fine.
I just need to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
I got such good, like, I get such good vibes from this trailer. It reminds me of how I felt while I was playing Echoes.
And Echoes! Like, I know we talked about it off recording, but Echoes is my fucking favorite Fire Emblem game. I've played them all.
You heard it here! The man fucking played them all, and Echoes, dude, is his favorite.
Number one. I mean, because the thing is, like, it's a game that perfectly embodies less is more. Like,
yes.
It has...
Yes, yes.
Less is more sometimes. It's like, in like, the mechanics, I love the dungeon crawling aspects.
Yes.
Super fun. It cut up the pace really well. The playing 2 characters at the same time with the interacting stories were good. And the fucking voice acting... was amazing.
And the people that you befriend, and the conversations, like, you can only, like, each character only had 2.
Yeah.
Like, 2 people to, yeah, like, converse with and stuff. But because it was 2, I'm guessing that they put a lot of effort to make the conversation authentic and good.
Right.
Instead of Awakening of Fates, where it's just like, oh my god, you spilled apples all over me, and now I'm in this sexual position. How embarrassing.
It's sex apples.
Yeah. No, but seriously, Fates is the epitome of being extra.
Yeah, it is. And, so this one, I get good vibes from it, too. It's implementing this interesting mechanic where you have, like, the army with you, almost like Advance Wars, where you have, like, a bunch of... You have your main unit. Like, if you have an archer, you can, like, pair up a bunch of, like, nobody archers, like, your army with them to, like, support them, and then you can, like, do different, like, formations, which is really cool. So there's gonna be, like, I think it's almost gonna sort of add a new mechanic instead of, like, pairing, you know, characters together.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna have, like, the troops, you know? And it also will probably help, like, not get your character killed, so...
I'm getting really good vibes from the game, and I'm not afraid to be hopeful that it's another good Fire Emblem game.
Yeah.
I know that's rare, but...
Well, if you look at all the Fire Emblem games in, like, in relation to when they came out, because, like, obviously, like, Shadow Dragon for the DS was a remake of the NES one. If you go back and play, like, the NES one, it's not going to be good because it's, like, an NES RPG, and, you know, it's a little rough. But, like, Well, at the time, though, it was revolutionary.
Yeah, they didn't know.
At the time, it was really good, and just some games don't age that well. And Fire Emblem, I think, has had a really, really high success rate. I think that, because, I mean, I've been playing them since they came to the States, and I played, like, the Japanese versions, or the English-translated Japanese fan translations of some of them. And I think that, like, what was it? Like, the Birthright series, or whatever... was the first one to really get a big backlash. I mean, Awakening was a huge, like, win for it, but because of the Birthright, like, storyline...
The Conquest and Birthright?
Yeah. The Conquest and Birthright. I don't think that Echoes really got any attention because of it.
No, which is so sad, because... You are not your father. Yeah. More than the sins of your parents.
But yeah, Fire Emblem Three Houses is looking really sick.
Yeah, no, I don't know why, but I love the monologue and her voice acting.
Yes.
Like the queen lady.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. I'm really impressed. And Three Houses, I guess, is probably going to be three factions, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more than two.
Yeah. I also love how Fire Emblem always has, like, the, like, old man bad guy, probably, like...
and he's... Let's be real, he's probably gonna turn into a dragon.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or a house.
Isn't that, like, a typical thing with Fire Emblem? Like,
yes.
Yeah, every final boss is a dragon?
Yeah, at least a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a way to kind of make the battle feel like you're not just fighting a dude again, because you do that the whole game. So.
That is true. And, like, it's like gives that feeling of, like, oh my god, it's the time! Like, oh my god!
Yeah.
But
as cool as Fire Emblem was, it didn't steal the show. What we've been leading up to is what we want to talk about and what you guys want to hear about, which is Super Kingdom Smash... Kingdom Hearts 3. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Nintendo conference, more like Smash conference. Am I right, ladies?
Now we all knew it was going to happen, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Because they're having a tournament.
Yeah.
But, man... Were we really wondering the details? And did they give us some fucking details?
They smothered us so much with love.
And yes.
Super Smash Ultimate, it is such a big love letter to Smash fans. Let's be real. They're adding every possible character that's been in every Smash game.
Yep. The whole entire...
Even the mean ones.
Even the mean ones, yeah. And they sort of... Their trailer that they led with was everybody's here, essentially, is... Everyone that has been in a Smash game, whether it be Melee, 64, Brawl, or Smash 4, is playable in this game, which is incredible. That means there's 66 playable characters. 66, that's a huge roster. As a fighting game fan, there are very few fighting games that can rival that and also have as much polish as Smash does. Now, a lot of people who are not huge Smash fans might look at this and see... that it's like, oh, this is just Smash 4 with some new skins and, like, some new characters and whatnot. But it is not. This is a new Smash Brothers game. I just want to make that clear. It is a new Smash Brothers game mechanically. Aesthetically, they're borrowing heavily from Smash 4, and it is made off the same engine.
Yes.
But the game, from the reports that we've heard, is faster. There are new basic mechanics, such as they change Perfect Guard and the aerial dodging. And there is going to be a lot of tweaks to the game, including final smashes and the way that stages work and the amount of content in the game. There's still so much that we don't know about the game. But But yeah, so what was your highlight about Smash? What were you pumped about? What was number one about the announcements for you?
Hashtag let Sakurai eat and sleep. Oh, look at the poor man. Okay, so as a Peach main, I saw my girl Daisy, and my heart just fluttered so hard. Not just because Daisy's in the game, but because they actually gave her unique animations and emotes, and gave her personality.
That's right. They added Daisy, yeah. Which is awesome.
And everyone looks so pretty and beautiful.
Yep.
And the amount of detail. Like, yep. Oh my god, how do you do that with so many franchises in one game?
Yeah, and unify the art style like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, so the big one thing here, it's hard to talk about this, as you could probably hear, because there's so much. Like, my head's spinning. And I want to talk about Daisy real quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling her one of a few Echo characters.
Which is a very good idea.
Yeah, so Echo characters are characters that probably would have normally not got their own character if they weren't based off another character, but they're different. So, like, for instance, Falco and Fox. Falco throws his reflector shield. He's got a different kind of laser. Like, their basic moves are the same, but they really... If you play Fox and Falco...
Oh, they're still so super different.
Yeah, they're so different. Like, Marth and Lucina, still super different, but they're the same. You know, in a sense. Dr. Mario and Mario. So Daisy is an Echo character of Peach. So she is not... She's not an original, like, 100%, unique character. But it's great. Because if you think about it, people like you... who play Princess Peach, are definitely
going to play... We have a different character to play.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a second character to mess around with, right? Yeah. And Princess Peach has a super unique gameplay style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend actually made a really funny joke where it's just like, what if Daisy is a higher top tier player than Peach? And it's just like, and Peach just looks at the board and it's just like, we have the same exact fucking... Why?
It's true. I mean, look at Mario and Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario, at least in Smash 4, is low tier. And Mario is like, you know, mid-high tier. But yeah, so like, you know, every character's back. So you got Ice Climber's back. Snake is back.
Snake.
And then, of course, they added the Inklings.
Yeah.
And then after everything was said and done, at the end of the actual trailers and the information, all that...
Sakurai had one more surprise for us.
One more troll. He wanted to actually gift us with bringing a meme to real life.
Imagine being in Sakurai's shoes. And imagine like the day where you were told... Okay, so you know that meme where the entire fandom wants this one character in, even though it's ridiculous and kind of stupid?
Yep.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? We want you to do it.
Yeah.
What?
Actually do it.
Like, imagine being Sakurai.
It's like when you're hanging out with your friends, that one time out of a million times, you're like, guys, wouldn't it be crazy if I did XYZ? And they're just like, yeah, that would be crazy. And then you do XYZ.
It's just like, it was stupid what you just said. We thought you were kidding.
Yeah, exactly. So Sakurai put Ridley in the game.
Fucking Ridley.
Yeah, Ridley from the Metroid series. Which, he looks really cool. The trailer was also awesome. They murdered Mega Man in the trailer, which I was not okay with. But
skewered everyone.
Yeah. But it was cool. Ridley looks like he plays really well. It looks like a full fucking finished character.
Yeah.
He looks fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Which is exactly perfect.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Melee fans. You finally got your fucking Ridley.
Yeah, there you go. I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
You'll never have Melee HD. Cry at night.
I made this joke before, like, earlier today, but I will make it for here. We live in a world where we're going to be able to play as Ridley, but not as Waluigi.
Yeah, dude. I actually retweeted this hilarious picture. Someone made a tweet that was, like, quoting Sakurai, "Everyone's here!" And then, like, Waluigi's just sitting in the rain.
Oh.
He's in assist trophy still, of course, but...
Why is Waluigi not a playable character, but fucking Ridley is? That still confuses me.
Yeah, because...
Because of the meme, I know.
Yeah, it's because of the ultimate troll. There's a lot to talk about. I want to talk about their streaming... If you're a competitive player, you don't care about this, but it's still cool to know.
Yeah.
They're streamlining Final Smashes. So no more Smashes that are like... They take too long, aka all the transformation Smashes have been streamlined. So, like, there's no more like Mega Charizard or like Wario Man, they just sort of have a cinematic move now.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, no more Landmaster, for instance.
Oh,
which
God
is,
bless.
Which is fine because they did a killer job on the new Final Smashes, particularly King Dedede's, in my opinion.
Yes, it's such, like, I saw it and I fell in love because, like, it's supposed to reference Kirby Superstar Ultra or yeah. Kirby Star Ultra.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
it looks
cool.
Sick. That one's great. Donkey Kong's new Rapid Punch is super cool.
Mm.
But yeah, and then they're making minute changes or maybe major changes, I don't know, I haven't played it yet. To the characters.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, from what I've seen. You know, they tweaked some special moves, this, that, and the other thing. I think the biggest things is it doesn't seem like Bayonetta has as much air game, which is really good for the competitive scene because she's super strong.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they fixed that.
Like, yeah, well, we'll see. And there is a definite increase to Little Mac's air game. He seems like he can survive in the air a lot more. The Inklings seem super cool and like they fit in really well.
Super fashionable.
Yep, super fashionable. They added things like when you're playing Villager, you can see what you're holding in your pocket by your life, and like you can see how much Robin can use their book or their sword.
Yeah, yeah.
They just added so many things. Every stage has a battlefield and an Omega version now. And they haven't even talked about, like, all the features of the game and the modes and everything either.
Yeah, like, question. Mm. Do you think, like, in, later this year, like, well, obviously before the release date, but, like, in a few months, they're going to release another Smash video? Like,
yeah, they're going to update us, and I actually think that,
like, how long do you think it's going to be? Like, direct style, or is it going to be, like, 5 minutes?
It'll probably be, like, Nintendo Direct.
Really?
Yeah, there'll probably be at least one of those in a few months. Yeah, like pre-release, because
this is a pretty big conference, like a pretty big release.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. We'll see. I mean, it all depends if they're releasing new amiibos for it.
That is true.
Yeah, if they're going to be adding new characters, if they're going to have new modes, there will definitely be a direct if there's a story mode.
I just really want to Subspace Emissary 2. Like, I know this is weird to say, but I want to pay for it. Like, I want to pay $15 to $20 for it, because
yeah.
I feel too bad if it came with the game, and, like, yeah. I just, because if I were to play it, I'd imagine all these workers just fucking tired and hungry and
yeah,
stuff.
Man, it's interesting. Now, Subspace Emissary, I liked, you liked, it wasn't very popular among a lot of people, and I think that...
They're babies.
I think that there's a hint in there that there might be a story mode, which is the fact that they said you'll be getting just a few characters when you buy the game, and then you can unlock them, but they want to make sure that the unlocking is interesting for you, so you feel like you're getting all these interesting characters as you play the game. So that could hint towards a story mode, or it could just hint towards unique unlockings, whatever. One thing I will say is that Brawl was very unpopular as far as the Smash community goes. Of course it sold incredibly well, but Nintendo has tried to separate themselves when making, you know, Smash 4 from Brawl for the most part. I mean, they did that with Melee too, but like, specifically not having a story mode, you know, and it was an interesting departure, but...
I think it was much needed.
Yeah, yeah, it was much needed, I agree. But Snake's back, so anything's free game, honestly.
That is so... Dude, Snake's back!
Yeah.
Everyone's back! The film... I'm gonna be real, I'm gonna cry when I get the game, and when I unlock all the characters.
Man,
I'm
pumped. We're gonna play the shit out of that.
Look, dude, we're gonna play the shit out of it, and I'm gonna rage so hard when you beat my ass. Because I suck at video games.
No, dude, you're good. You just need to, sit under a waterfall and refine your samurai skills.
Yeah, man.
Called training mode. But yeah, so anyways, oh, speaking of training mode, they're making things easier. They are making short hopping easier. So short hopping, for you guys who don't know, in other Smash games is when you jump just a little bit above the ground and do an aerial move. And the reason that's good is because you can land very quickly and then continue to attack your opponent very fast. And it's usually like
a good combo,
a really good combo starter, really brutal. A lot of the best players use short hopping. So They're making it easier. Now you can just hit A and jump together at the same time, and your character will automatically short hop their attack, which will make it easier, and I think that's a really good thing. And they're making other changes, but I'll let you guys experiment with that. I don't want to like talk your ear off about all the spoilers about the game. I highly suggest you go check out the Direct. It was super cool. And yeah, I mean, I could talk forever about Smash. One thing I do want to talk about before we wrap things up is a spoiler, and I'm sorry, but I can't help myself. They redesigned Zelda. She looks so amazing. She is the Link Between Worlds version, and she's super cute, and she just looks great. She looks like how Bowser got a redesign for Smash 4 and looked amazing. She equally looks just as good.
I think it's interesting because the reason for not choosing Breath of the Wild Zelda is because they said, like, oh, Breath of the Wild Zelda, like, her main shtick is that she's a researcher. She's not a fighter.
Yeah.
Which is, like, which, I'm gonna be real, like, I clutched my heart because I was... Basically, Sakurai respecting the purpose of Zelda's character in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And, but, okay, if that's the case, though, that made me question, like, wait, why'd you pick Link Between Two Worlds Zelda? Like, she's just stuck in a fucking painting.
Yeah.
And then the majority of the game. Like,
yeah, it's probably because she looks so unique in comparison.
True, and a very nice, refreshing, different
and
look.
And she's essentially just Super Nintendo Zelda. In 3D. I mean,
that's...
That
is true.
Yeah, that's how she looks. Mm. Yeah, so if you look at it, you've got... So they redesigned original Link to be Breath of the Wild Link, both his hero's tunic and his regular costume. And then you've got Ocarina of Time representation from Ganondorf. They changed him over to Ocarina of Time. And then, of course, Toon Link is Majora's Mask slash...
Did you mean Young Link?
That's what I meant. I meant Young Link. That's what I meant. My bitch ass mouse said the wrong Link.
Are you a real Toon gamer?
Link, Toon Link, no. Toon Link is Wind Waker.
And Spirit Tracks.
And Spirit Tracks. And Phantom Hourglass.
Yes.
And then, of course, you have Sheik from Ocarina of Time also, but she's like her updated design, so it's kind of Smash 4 Sheik.
My favorite Zelda game.
Smash 4. And then, let's see. Am I forgetting anybody else from Zelda?
You already mentioned Breath of the Wild, so...
Dude,
isn't, like, one of the skins for Link, like, Because, like, I know there's a new skin for Link.
What, original Link?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. The Hero's Tunic, or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Or the Tunic of the Wild, or the ultimate armor from the game. I beat the game in that armor, actually. That's what you get for getting all the shrines.
Really?
Yep.
How good is the armor?
It's really good, and it looks super fucking cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so... Anyways, I know that we already have a bunch of Zelda characters in the game, and it's, like, one of the heavier represented games, but I really would like to see Tetra show up.
Yes? Okay. I really wanted...
And Skull Kid. I'd like to see...
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I think he would be a good representation. I think
he's a great Assist Trophy, though, in my opinion.
Oh, shit, I forgot he's Assist Trophy. Never mind, that's not happening. But no, Tetra would be such a good addition, and she could have, like...
She could do the
Sheik thing where she turns into Toon Zelda if they wanted.
Yeah, no, I was about
or
to say, like...
Or her final Smash, she could turn into Toon Zelda and then shoot the bow, and then go back to Tetra.
I was about to say, because we have Toon Link, I would have loved a Toon Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe, I mean, Sakurai did say that they're not going to have that many additional characters, but he didn't say no additional characters.
Yeah, but, like, I totally understand him saying that, though. Like, guys, we're getting over 65 characters. If you fucking complain about the lack of new characters, just please shut up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just had to say it.
Yeah. Oh, and also Charizard is part of Pokemon Trainer again.
Hey!
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, you get to play as female trainers, so you get to play as Blue.
And fucking Lucas is back with his final Smash with characters that people still won't know unless they've played the game, Mother 3, which you can't unless you cheat, which I played it, but it's just like...
Mother 3 is such a good game.
It's so fucking good. Maybe one day we'll get it. Probably not. But yeah, so like, there's so much content in this game. It looks so good. I can continue to talk about it, but really, you should just go take a look, man. It's sick. I am so pumped, obviously. They're making GameCube controllers for the Switch to go with it.
Yes! Shout out to my friend Emily Gui. My friend from college, she works at GameStop.
Yep.
on Discord, but while we were, like, fangirling and, like, all, like, my college friends and stuff, she said, she offered to pre-order for all of us Smash with the controllers, so so the Friday that the game comes out, she can just come to school with a bunch of Smash games and controllers for everyone that pre-ordered it.
Damn, dude, what a good fucking friend. I need to be her friend.
I don't know, just, she's so good. I love you, Em. I love you so much.
But yeah, and one thing to remember, though, is if you do already have the Wii U Smash controller port and GameCube controllers, they will work.
Oh, so, yeah, you just have to, like, plug it in, like, on the inside. In the
USB port. Yeah, USB port. Yeah. They will work. So keep that in mind.
You
can actually play Switch games right now with your GameCube controller. I don't know if you knew that.
Which
can play Breath of the Wild with your GameCube
controller. Wait, what?
Yeah, you just plug it in. It works with any game. The only problem is that it's really hard because a lot of the games require more buttons because the there's no L1 or whatever it is, Z1, on the GameCube controller. It only has one front button and then two back buttons. But, like, so Zelda Breath of the Wild doesn't really work that well on it. Because you're missing that button.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can do it if you want. You can play, like, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, how does Mario Kart, like...
I don't know. I haven't tried it. I just know it's possible. I plugged it in. It worked. I didn't actually
play. But you didn't actually, like, play... Yeah,
but you can. Like, I mean, YouTube told me, so...
Yeah.
But it's possible. It's possible. But anyways, let's talk about stuff, that was missing. Oh, also, funny joke that actually I'll credit to you, but I'm gonna tell is Nintendo had more Final Fantasy VII Remake content than Sony did.
It did. They did.
They showed Cloud and Smash.
Okay, dude, and we were watching Smash content on your TV, and fucking, like, when they were premiering, like, Cloud's moveset for Smash, I was just like, hey, look, DHD Remake.
R.I.P. But yeah, so let's talk about stuff before we wrap things up. Let's move away from Smash. I know it's hard, but I want to talk about stuff that wasn't there. So Metroid Prime 4, nowhere to be found.
Animal Crossing, nowhere to be found.
The new Yoshi game that's supposed to be coming out this year, Yoshi 2018, nothing, at all.
They only talked about the new Pokemon game that's coming out on the Switch.
They talked about, yeah, the new Pokemon Go spinoff game. But there is a main entry title game coming out in 2019 that they didn't talk about.
Okay, so no Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, I just want to go and say that on recording. Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu are not the main series title Pokemon games for Nintendo Switch that they promised.
Really?
It is not. This is just a way to get people who love Pokemon Go to jump into Nintendo Switch because they're releasing that motherfucker.
Those sneaky ass marketing motherfuckers.
They're releasing that motherfucker. That video game is coming out on Black Friday week. Yes. That game's coming out Black Friday week.
I want it?
Yeah, I'm going to get it, dude. I mean, like, it's... I mean, Jen and I, my girlfriend, you guys know her. Fuck you. are going to play it together, and it's going to be a great couch co-op game. I don't play Pokemon Go at all, and it's just going to be a fun, casual Pokemon experience.
It has no fighting in it, right? You just catch Pokemon?
It does have fighting between trainers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's trainers fighting, and I don't know if there's wild battles or not. I don't know. I just don't know. Yeah.
I barely... Like, how the fuck are you able to train?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I guess we'll learn that later.
Yeah. But, yeah, so those things weren't there, and then the other thing that wasn't there was Nintendo was supposed to detail their new updated online service coming out.
Oh, which
is like their paid subscription, their virtual console additions, their new content, their redesign of the eShop, and all that. Nothing. Not one thing. And they're, it's not just Nintendo. Sony and Microsoft both have missing shit, too.
I want my money back.
So yeah, it's just, it's more interesting than disappointing. Overall, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Also, they gave a release date to, I almost said Bravely fucking Default. Octopath Traveler.
Oh, yeah, July 26th. I'm not sure if it's July 26th.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a new demo coming out for it soon.
And if you play the demo, you can actually transfer, like, the progress that you make onto your official file for when the game actually comes out.
Uh-huh. And also this month, in a few days, Mario Tennis Aces is coming out.
Dude.
I played the online tournament.
How was it?
It was awesome. The game's super fucking fun.
I only watched like the video of it and stuff. It looks crazy.
It's really, really, really addicting. I know. Okay. Let me just say this. The controls are sick. The special like maneuvers you can do to like jump across the screen are really, really easy to do once you get them down. And there's three types of shots. Star shot, slash shot, and curve, I think. And each of them is like a rock, paper, scissors. So, like, they're color-coded, and depending on which one you use, when the other one's coming at you, you lose less stamina. So if they, like, spike it, then, like, you know your racket can break in this one.
Yeah, so, yeah, and if you lose two rackets, then you're out.
Then you're out. So you can, like, counter by, like, hitting it back with the correct shot, which is really cool. And there's, like, different types of characters, like power, technique, skill, defensive.
Yeah, yeah.
That are better at certain things. And then there's two other mechanics, which is, like, you can, like, save your meter up to use a super shot, like a big cinematic thing that's hard to block.
Yeah, yeah, you ult.
Or you can, like, hold down the button and use, like, matrix mode, like slow-mo to get to the ball that way. Or if they lob the ball or do, like, a different type of shot, sometimes where the ball's going to land will be indicated by a star. And that's when you use the star shot. Now, if you use a star shot there, it's, like, better.
Mm.
But if you hold slow-mo while standing in the star, you jump up and do a slow-mo spike that you can aim anywhere you want.
Yeah. I saw that in like the gameplay videos that I watched.
And I will say, I know it was just like day one, but I fucking dominated online.
Really?
Yeah, so the max rank was like 5-star. I got 5-star and like had like 4,000 extra points above. And I also won 6 tournament trophies, which is like going through a whole roster and winning.
How fucking smart was Nintendo for having this game be free to play online and for having a low-key tournament, like online tournament?
Yeah, and it was completely free, and it lasts.
Such good advertising for your own game, Nintendo.
And then they had it advertised as it was only open for 3 hours, like a beta.
Mm-hmm.
They actually ended up leaving it up for 6 hours.
Ooh.
Yeah, I played for 4 straight hours without fucking stopping. I was like sweaty at the end. It was sick.
Is it like motion control?
No. I it might be, but I use the
Oh, okay. The Switch controller. Oh, okay. That's fine.
But yeah, Mario Tennis Aces, I'm not a sports fan, but this game was really fun. I'm going to pick it up for sure. It sold me. The demo sold me. I think it's going to be a really fun couch competitive game.
It 100% is. Yeah. And I definitely, if I do have the money, like, in the future, I definitely want to get it for the nerd club that I'm a part of eBoard for in my college.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get some people screaming at each other. And
we already scream at each other.
yeah, exactly. And they also announced a bunch of indie games coming to the eShop, which we will not, like, go over. But you should check them out because indie games are cool, they're cheap, they're fun.
Dude, like, Nintendo treats the indie games so nicely.
Yeah, And I mean, like, the two big ones, I think, that are coming were, of course, Fortnite, which is, like, not really an indie game, but it's, like, a free-to-play game, and it's, you guys know Fortnite.
Fortnite.
On the Switch now, and it's available right now, and then also the one that I think that everyone should play is Hollow Knight.
Yeah,
that one's been out for a while, but it's on Switch now, so if you haven't played it, you should check it out. I think that covers just about everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Is there anything else that you'd like to throw in the fire?
I don't think so. How about you, Obama? I don't really know. I'm sorry I haven't been talking. I just like hearing the sound of your voice, Leon.
Well, thanks. I don't.
Oh, no, Sonny boy, please don't. Don't put you down like. Don't put yourself down like this.
Well, President Obama, I mean former president, I mean but wink wink, President Obama. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
On EX Podcast, episode 2, E3 2018. It's been quite a pleasure. It's been a great year for gaming, and I hope that you're gonna go out and you're gonna buy some Nintendo Switch games.
Oh please, I'm the former president. I have all the consoles. Except for Microsoft. Microsoft can suck my dick.
Damn.
You heard it here, folks.
Damn. Live on EX Podcast. Obama hates Microsoft.
Can you blame him?
No, I can't. But I... Well, normally, I can't. But they... I will... I'll give credit
this
where credit
year, Microsoft
is due.
Was pretty good.
You guys did a great job. And if there are some games that are are exclusive to you guys that I cannot play on PC, which is very unlikely, I might pick up an Xbox One again. I've already bought and sold one. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'll give the Xbox One a chance. I'll play Killer Instinct. Then I was like, get this shit out of my house. Get me a PS4. And that was the right choice. But you know what? Like I always say, whatever you like to play, just play it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what Nell thinks. Doesn't matter what fucking Obama thinks, which is surprising. But yeah, thanks, Obama.
You're welcome. Do you think we're going to get Kingdom Hearts 3 for the Switch?
No.
Well, that's that then. tear, single tear down my eye. I'll probably watch a stream of it then.
But yeah, thanks listeners so much for tuning in to our second episode. This has been quite the ride. It's been really fun.
Dude, E3's over.
Throughout the
rest of this week, until Thursday, I believe, they will just be
doing games and stuff.
Games and stuff, which is very good though. Like, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we want to hear what you have to say about E3. If you agree with us, if you disagree with us, if you have any questions, as always, go ahead and contact us on the internet. We are there all the time. Thank you so much again for listening to us ramble on and on about the things that we love. And as always, I have to go ahead and say thank you so much, EX Podcast fans. Thank you so much to our wonderful patron, our patrons, dedicating to our Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/gamermang. Also, check out EX Podcast on Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, Twitter at EX Podcast Gaming on Twitter. It's pretty awful, and you'll love it.
Oh my God.
Also, don't forget to check out all our wonderful other episodes, and E3 may be over, but remember, EX Podcast will never be over. We're going to have more consistent episodes coming out. We know that we've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but your boy Leon has a very busy life, but he is here for you. So you shoot your ideas over, and we'll talk about them.
And if you want to see more of me, just comment, and, you know, if you love me, then I love you. You know what I'm saying.
Perfect. And yes, we do love you. We also love wonderful Michael Fox. Thank you for doing our songs. And also, Grant, we love you too. Even though you're all the way in Thailand, you're always going to be our sound guy. Thank you so much for being a part of us. And I would love you guys to check out our other podcast, Choose My Own Adventure Podcast. It's on the ChooseMyOwnAdventurePodcast.com website, where you can also find more EXP content. Choose My Own Adventure Podcast is on a current break, but there is tons of content for you to listen to, hours and hours. Catch up, get up to date, and be expecting some new episode updates in the near and distant future. And with that, Danelle and Obama, is there anything else you guys want to add?
If you mess up and do accidental anal, there's blood involved.
Sometimes, I think.
If you have anal sex too much, it gets deep in, like, the vital parts of your body. To the point where your intestines can actually fall out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Great. And how about you, Obama?
I don't want to use those exact words, but, it made me feel simple and clean.
And with that, EX Podcast would like to remind you, directly, Obama Foundation, please do not sue us.
Don't worry, I'll make sure my men and women don't.
Alright, peace out. We done. We out. We done.
Yay!